Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. That was our brand new theme song by Michael J. O'Connor. He's an excellent musician out of Santa Rosa, California. You can check out his stuff at michaeljoconnor.bandcamp.com. Thanks for doing that for us. That's fantastic. This program is a comedy trivia podcast hosted by me, Nate Rigoli, and each week we subject our guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me as always is Shannon Page. Shannon,
hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You are the co-hostess with the co-mostest.
Aw, thank you.
And you are also the Snickers to my dish of ribbon candies.
Oh, nice.
Right? So somebody actually wants...
She actually wants you. She's like,
That's a compliment.
Like, does that mean I'm satisfying?
Thank you.
I just meant that, like, ribbon candies are gross. Like, there's always a candy dish, and it's just a bunch of, like, peppermint candies that are all stuck together in a wad, and your grandma had it, you know? And then you'd find, like, an individually wrapped fun-size Snickers and be like, thank God.
He was being sweet.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. How are you, Shannon?
Cold. It is cold in Denver.
It is chilly today.
Let me go
and
to the
windy.
Most banal thing to talk about, but I'm freezing my butt off
it's
all day.
It's supposed to get warm after this. I'm like just hanging on.
Yeah.
Just one more day.
Yeah, we just got to fight.
Yeah.
We got to pull a real Wilson Phillips and just hold on.
Nope.
Huh? No? Okay.
For one more day. Just for one half second, I was thinking, when I hear Wilson, I think Castaway immediately.
Oh yeah.
Wilson.
In my head, when he said Wilson Phillips for a second, I was thinking Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seahawks, which is not close to what we're actually talking about. But
all good examples of things that held on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Shouldn't have held on to that pass for so long in that Super Bowl throw that interception.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's holding on for one day longer than, anyway, sports. What a blast. This week, we are hashtag blessed to have Christy Buckley back.
Yes, back.
Welcome back, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be back so soon, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
this was so much fun. So.
We were both very pleased that you enjoyed your first guest appearance so much that you not only didn't want to never talk to us again, but you actually wanted to talk to us again.
Yeah, and so soon.
It's a real win. It's a real win.
Once you don't murder me in a basement, I'm like,
yeah. She's yours forever.
Yeah.
Now she's yours.
Yeah.
You have to feed her.
I think we're willing to take you on. Yeah.
Okay,
just be
so
part of the show forever.
Do you like ribbon candy and Snickers?
I do.
I do. Oh my goodness.
Our next guest, you may have seen her at Comedy Works, and hopefully you laughed when appropriate.
Yeah.
Did that land? I kind of was testing that out.
Hopefully.
I think laugh when appropriate. Yeah.
When is it appropriate? Just the whole time you could laugh. I don't know. What's the
I mean, I kind of don't like when they laugh through the setup. You're like, what's wrong? Have you not been outside before?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so
that's
I bought
for
some
me.
Pants. Oh, pants! Oh,
yeah, those, you're right.
I've had that. Really.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is inappropriate.
You're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Janae Burris, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Comfortable.
Right? All right. Great.
I feel great.
That's what I like to hear. Okay. Comfort is important. So, this week we're talking about Flashdance, the venerable 80s film about dancing and welding.
Yes.
And, Shannon, what do you think? What do you think about Flashdance? Do you have any personal experiences with Flashdance that people need to know?
I mostly remember the soundtrack from when I was a kid, but I went back and watched it this weekend so that I could prepare myself for the show and realized what a terrible movie it is.
it's like pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
We chose this topic because me and Janae used to do a show together called Mile High movie roast. So every once in a while we were on that show and we did Flashdance for it, which meant we had to watch Flashdance about 7 times. So we've watched it a lot. So I think it's even going to be more funny when you guys hear how much we don't know things that they're talking about. But yeah. I could probably quote that movie.
You can quote it? I can't quote it. I could just remember scenes in my mind, like when they were like dancing in the alleyway. Just all these moments of her. Yes. Just she's not a good dancer.
No.
This actor is not a good dancer. And it's just like when you really watch the film over and over, you're like, oh my God, that's not even her right there. And then it's like they just put more people in front of her to dance. Yes. In front of her.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
There's
yeah.
music and she's like trying her best. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's totally fucking the director, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's like the only thing that, yeah, makes sense, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot else. Because it's not even like the acting was super, like, also, but also
she
maybe
barely had lines.
Yeah, that's true. And hopefully, like, yeah, she just didn't, they didn't have to pay her too much, maybe. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Had to spend a lot on that soundtrack. So
soundtrack,
you know,
killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've heard of like an under 5. Is there like an under 50 or something? No. Where they're like, hey, you get 49 lines, but not 50 lines, and we don't have to pay you that much.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. That would make sense, though.
Yeah.
I bet she had more and they just cut them out.
They cut her lines.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of lines. She quoted Hamlet at one point. They cut it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I feel like her stunt doubles like had more stage time than like screen time than she did.
Probably.
They got top billing.
Yeah.
It's basically just a series of music videos strung together mm-hmm. by little 5-minute mm-hmm. vignettes.
Honestly, that is cool the dancing. 80s though. You know?
That's how I remember it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Just a few words between dance numbers. That's yeah, all the 80s were.
Just dance yeah. numbers.
Montages.
Music number, she's eating a lobster seductively. Music number, she's taking off her bra. Music number, she's in a sweatshirt.
Like, we get it, you fuck. We get it.
Yes.
I get it, you fuck. Okay. Over and over. The director's like, no, but for real.
Yeah, come on. No, this is good though. Stuff. This is good
subtle.
Stuff.
I think it was too subtle before.
No, people should know she fucks.
She's a strong, independent woman who fucks.
That's all the original description of the film said. They're not ready for it. Not in 89 or whatever year that movie came out. All right.
Shouldn't she be concerned about what the men are doing? No. Sorry, guys. Bad mm-hmm. board meeting. Okay. So you two need to decide which one of you wants to go first.
Christy.
Okay, yeah, great. I'll go first.
So, Christy, pick 1 through 10 in the list.
I'll pick 9, please.
All right. Number 9. All right. That is me. And the question I have for you is... Do you have a vague idea? This one's probably the deepest cut, so we'll see if those 7 times okay. get you. Do you have a vague idea about Tina Tech?
Tina Tech? Tina Tech. Is that her friend? Yeah, her friend, the ice skater? Oh, different friend. Is that the same friend that was in the laundromat with her? No. Nope, that was not it. Tina Tech is her friend.
Am I helping?
Huh? Nope. I'm just looking. I'm looking at your face for muscle memory.
I always
want to
help Christy. I'm like, we're on a team, right? And she's like, no, get out of here.
This is a competition.
Tina Tech, that does sound familiar, but I can't. Is it another dancer?
Yeah, you got that part.
Okay.
So
yeah.
If you can think of any of them, just pick one and say things.
About them?
Or make up things about them.
No. Oh, Tina was the one that went. Is she the one that went to go be the stripper in the other club eventually? And they she put her coat on. I don't know. Did I do it?
That was a scene.
And scene. Yep.
We did watch that movie so many times.
That right now.
Please know that we did watch it 7 times, but this was like 3 years ago now.
Was it?
2 years ago at least. And I will never watch that movie ever again.
We
so that part. Tina
the
was the one. She was the one that like troubled, and she was she went to go. She went to go dance at the bad guy's place, and then they carried her out, and she put her coat on her, and yeah, I remember now.
All
That's
right.
it. That's what I remember.
That is not correct.
Dang it.
Who is it? I can't remember. Tina Tech. What was
is
that?
It, I mean, the other dancer is the girl from, the woman from Dirty Dancing.
There we go.
Oh.
She, I thought you were going to say that when you said something about a laundromat. I don't know. I thought you were about to, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Recall some
terrible
scenes.
I don't
scenes.
Remember the laundromat scene. I must.
I feel like it's right
but
at
most
the
of those, the out. Buddy scenes were her and the ice skater, which yep. was her storyline about. I don't even know.
That didn't even, why?
Why
was
that
there?
Why did she fail?
Because somebody had to go to the strip club and they couldn't make it.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
Jennifer Beals had like a no boobs contract or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Tina Tech was Penny from Dirty Dancing.
Penny.
Okay, now I remember. Yes.
She danced great. Her
yeah.
scene.
Remember when they did the like workout room montage yeah. thing? That was her best scene.
Yes.
Do you
want to
describe it for the people listening?
Yeah, it was just very almost like futuristic. Wait,
in my mind,
wait.
There was like nothing they were doing that could possibly make you burn a calorie.
Yeah, but it was just a lot of hip
like
thrusting.
Sexual,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Leotards and makeup.
Uh-huh.
And
I think there's a lot of headbands and hair gel.
A bright wall of light behind them.
Yes,
like,
the
I don't
lighting
know where
in
they
that
were.
Gym was amazing.
There a ladder?
Yeah,
maybe I'm thinking of some other 80s video. There's just yeah. like chicks on a ladder doing some sort of.
No,
I think you're thinking of Saved by the Bell when they do the music video and they're all in
oh,
the same
yes.
kind of situation.
The Hot Sundays and push they're on those.
Run to it, go for it, get down and break a sweat.
Yeah.
And
it all contributes. It all contributes to Jesse's pill problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Slippery slope, those pills.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, she was pressured to keep performing.
So
and she had to study for the SATs.
Yes.
I wanted those pills.
Don't mess around with those caffeine pills.
I was like, what? Is that a thing?
I can be more awake?
I was like, I need that.
Fuck
I
yes.
need that.
All right. Are you anything else you guys want to add about Tina Tech before I dole out some scores?
Great dancer.
Here?
What
great dancer because also in Dirty Dancing she was a great dancer and
she
I feel like
so
I
was.
Must have watched something like you know behind the scenes where it's, she was a for real dancer and other stuff and choreographing
yeah.
and other things what
she
I loved is that she was such a good dancer they gave her a whole fucking song to dance to it's like
yes
who are, is this a bathroom break time because who is this lady
I was like did you guys know you could have just casted her or
they
just did
too.
It they didn't remember I loved her so much just because I loved her so much in Dirty Dancing
mm-hmm.
like to me when I was a kid watching Dirty Dancing that actress was like the most beautiful mm-hmm. I was like I want to be mm-hmm. just I was not blonde so that was not an ordeal. My legs weren't great but so there was a lot of envy going on but I was just like man I want to be Penny when I grow up she's so pretty
it took me a while to recognize her because in Flashdance she's got like the redhead mohawk going
yeah.
on and,
yes
and I was like who is that why do I know that person and I had to IMDb
her,
it
the way she dances it's I could see it the same,
mm-hmm.
the way she moves yeah. like,
I wonder if it dancer. Was like a hey we did an audition she was offered the part and then they were like actually the director's fucking this other lady and so
maybe.
we're gonna give you your
right.
own number
right
but
yep. you've got
you're
a
not gonna
trailer.
You're not the
you've
lead anymore sorry
dang. That's not a
bad I don't know
That feels
I hate
right.
to say that about Jennifer. Is it Jessica or Jennifer?
Jennifer Beals.
Yeah, Jennifer Beals.
I'm trying to think of other things I've seen her in where I was like, no, she's got chops, you guys. But maybe
what
she
else
does.
Did she do?
She did other stuff.
Maybe.
She did other stuff.
Maybe you want to save that for later.
Yeah, you might find out later in the game.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
So Tina Tech was played by Cynthia Rhodes, who also
yes.
played Penny in Dirty Dancing, and she was married to Richard Marx.
Mm.
So, totally 80s woman.
Wait, what's yes. Richard Marx's song?
What do you mean his song?
Well, the one that I know of.
I'm killing time while I look it up online.
I'm trying to remember which one it
is
too.
Marx?
Is it like the
is
it the
Irresistible Man?
No, it's
no, it's Robert.
No, it's like
oh, right
more,
here waiting for
yeah,
you.
Right
yeah,
right here waiting for you. Somebody played that on my podcast.
Wherever
back in the day.
You go,
whatever
you do. I will be. Yeah, that one.
And also Hold On to the Night.
Oh.
Hold on to the night. That's
it's all it's
right.
it's all about waiting. He's a waiting
yeah.
he's a waiting.
It's all about patience.
Era. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And oh. Tina Tech had her number to Man Eater. Manhunt. I'm going on a man.
Yeah.
Hunt,
oh, wow. Yeah.
Running around.
Yeah.
That was Tina Tech.
Janae has just clawed several
bands. Yeah, it was really fun. All right. I wish you guys could have saw it.
It's just that song. It's like Manhunt. It's so visual.
I feel like we like danced around to that during the movie in the theater. When
probably.
We had
to... All right, for that one, Janae, I'm going to give you 2 points for knowing who it was. Christy won because you had a lot of other information.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, perfect.
That's how the show goes. So we got, Janae, it's your turn to pick 1 through 8 or 10.
5.
Number 5.
All right. That one's also me. This one is a little bit of history of Flashdance.
Okay.
Do you know about Maureen Martyr? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a vague idea? I'm still learning how to co-host.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
You're doing great. Yeah.
I used to be on the other side. Do you have a vague idea about Maureen Martyr and Gina Healy?
Maureen Martyr and Gina Healy. Do I have a vague idea about, and this is history related. Well, Maureen is a dancer or something from like Ohio, the Ohio area. And this is basically her story. She worked for her father's welding railroad company. And
you're really not wrong.
You're really getting it.
She and her best friend Gina pinned this film together. Gina was an ice skater, failed ice skater, right?
It's not 100% wrong. It is a lot closer than you would think for someone who's clearly just guessing.
Well, good job.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, do you have a vague idea?
I mean, I want to believe that maybe they were both they were actually like strippers and but really wanted to be real human dancers. And then, they did pen this movie together, and then they it was a hit despite the casting, but that wasn't their fault. And I'm just really proud of them. You know, they realized their dream just like Jennifer did in the movie. So
I'm going to give you both 2 points for that.
All right.
Because it's so close. So Maureen Martyr and Gina Healy were both strippers, and a writer came to their club and took pictures of them and asked for them to sign over life stories for $2,300 apiece, and then he went on to make Flashdance, and they didn't get any other money out of it.
Oh, my God. That is painful.
Maureen was a construction worker by day.
Wow.
And she even has pictures of herself doing the kabuki strip dance that Jennifer does, or Alex does in the movie. Well. So they totally ripped off
their
lives.
But someone else clearly did. Jennifer at all. But.
Yeah. It was clearly an 8 foot tall man. Yes, male dancer
they
doing
had
that
to
routine.
Do the face paint in order to cover the actual identity of the real
of
dancer.
Who it was.
That story just hurt my heart real
Isn't
bad.
I know. I feel bad.
Yeah, it's almost as if women are often taken advantage of by the economic system in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Wow.
Oof.
That does
so. So, what's his name? The guy that stole it. Let's hunt him down.
Tom Headley was the co-writer, and he went and he took a photographer. This is actually a BuzzFeed article in 2014 discovered this. So. Oh. Toronto-based Gymlet strippers Maureen Martyr and Gina Healy discussed how Flashdance co-writer Tom Headley invaded their club, hired a photographer to take pictures of them in order to sell his idea, and based the Alex role on one of them. Mm-hmm. Martyr worked a day job as a construction worker. But Headley disagrees, telling BuzzFeed there is no part of their stories that's in the film. Mm-hmm. What is certain is that the studio paid them both $2,300 each to sign over their life stories, which relinquished their claim to the film.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how it's always, none of that happened.
None of that happened, but
that's
money.
Always the rebuttal. Yeah, I paid them off, but none of that happened.
Damn, $2,300.
Yeah. I mean, I've been afraid that I would
I'm
sign.
Like, I've been pretty broke.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
So.
I'm like, that makes sense. Yes.
You start being like, I can pay rent a couple times with that.
It's also like $2,300 in 1987 money, which is substantially more than $2,300 now.
Corolla.
So yeah, you're like, I could.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Well, good job. All I wouldn't have thought of that at all, and I was just following your lead, and I just like good dance partners.
Yes,
still.
Follow me. Yeah.
That was amazing. Did you totally make that up, or did you actually have any vague ideas about that?
No idea. Except for the name Maureen and Gina. I was like, oh, they sound like working class gals.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right.
They sound like steel factory workers turned strippers turned ballerinas.
Okay, Christy, it's your turn to pick.
All right. Can I get number three, please?
Oh, you might start to see a pattern here. That okay. One's also mine.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. Number three. We're going to enjoy this one. What kind of place was Mobby's Bar?
Oh, my gosh. That was a big joke that we had the whole time.
Can we talk about this?
That we were trying to figure out.
I really want to talk about this.
Mobby's. Every time it came on the screen, we would try to be like trying to decide how to say it. Mobby's.
Oh, for anybody who hasn't seen Flashdance in the last 20 years, this is where she danced.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's up with this place?
I also love how there's like the guy that just wants to try his like hand at amateur stand up. And then he has like one good set and he's like, I'm going to L.A.
Yep.
So
that guy's gonna get a late night set before me.
For sure. For sure. And also like, they were dancers, but like they weren't ever like actually stripping in there.
Thank
so
you.
It's just like, hi, just like to watch clothed girls dance.
I was like, what a sophisticated gentleman's club Mobby is.
Yeah.
These
it's like guys a, are just it's like a dive. Yeah, it's like a dive bar, but just like dancing, but no boobs. No, it's not topless
like
or
makeup,
bottomless.
Costumes. Yeah. I was like, this is theater. This is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a lot more like avant-garde.
Where did you go, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Is that where it was, exactly. Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it was Pittsburgh. And
it's just dinner theater.
But then but
the buffet's actually fresh. It's not 6 days old.
The owner was still like that cranky bar manager, like that was like, get back there and finish cleaning the dishes and like stuff like that.
Did
so,
they also wait tables?
Yeah.
No, the ice skater.
The ice skater did. Yes. Yeah, that's right. But I think that's the deal, clearly. It's just for a guy who's like, I didn't go to the strip club. And then he would still be right.
Yeah.
But he could still go ogle women.
Tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's what you mean by strip club.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw art.
Yeah. Yep.
Literally the strip club that you go to
it's
for the article.
It's a strip club for Mormons, yeah. Basically, yeah. Is what I articles. Think that we're talking about here is a strip club for Mormons.
I would love to go to a place like that. And like,
I would
watch,
like to see people do like cool
just,
dance
like,
numbers.
Really? Like,
yeah.
None of this local Denver burlesque shit. Get out of here.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Yeah,
you guys, great job, everybody, actually.
They are doing
good. It wasn't burlesque. They were serving burgers.
Yes, they were cooking. I was like, okay.
They had a costume party there at the end, like for Halloween.
And these were talented dancers. I mean, not Jennifer Beal, but whoever was her body double was a very talented.
Tina Tech.
These were real dancers.
Yeah. Yes. They never got naked.
Nobody stuffed
money.
They
take clothes off, but it's like, I'm taking off a jacket to show you my leotard.
So it's basically the opening to Mr. Rogers.
A
I'm going to change out of this jacket into this cardigan.
Yes.
That's my show.
Pretty much. Yes.
And I was convinced that this was like the PG version of a strip club until the end when they actually go to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
and
like,
they
well,
show
there
boobs.
Goes the rating.
Yeah, like the boobs are there. So it was like, oh, you guys weren't just trying to allude that it's a strip club.
Well, I mean,
this whole
PG,
time.
You could show everything in the 80s, though.
Yeah, they just didn't have the license. Mobby's didn't have the license to go show nude, and the owner's kind of just cheap, so he didn't want to. He didn't want to fork
place,
over the extra money.
It's not house.
And everybody watching it was a man, so it wasn't like oh, a place where men and women can go get a burger and see some dance.
Nah,
so
this,
nope.
I mean, so this,
it's
but this
such a weird place.
This alternate reality sounds infinitely better than our own, right? That there would be establishments where men would go to just see women dance for the art of dancing.
Yeah.
And there would still exist seedier places where grosser men are hanging out, watching women strip. But at least it's like, hey, we have an economic desire for like, oh, wow, that routine was amazing.
You know, I think that it is great how Mobby's is is the natural stepping stone for Juilliard or wherever the heck she was getting into. Yeah, it's the natural stepping stone.
Walk dogs, nanny. Get over here to Mobby's.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. I'm mm-hmm. thank you guys for talking about that with me, because the whole time I was watching, I was like, what is this place? It's mm-hmm. not even really a question. Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up.
Like, I imagine though, like a courtesan or a geisha, like in my mm-hmm. mind, it was like, oh, it's just art and men are gentlemen and they never touch and never yell and
Eat their burgers.
Eat their burger. Mm-hmm. Pay her with a check.
All right. Christy, just by the nature of going first, you got the most out on that one, so I'm going to give you two.
Perfect.
And Janae, I'll give you one.
All right.
It's important.
Is anyone writing this down? Because I can't.
I am.
Shannon's keeping score.
I'm keeping score, and I'm keeping up with whose turn it is.
It's Janae's turn, yeah. Oh,
it's my turn.
Janae, pick a number.
Uh-oh. What's up with 10?
All right. Hey, I get to talk. All right. That's fun. Finally, a white man gets
to
talk.
Sorry, I mean one.
Ah, damn it. number 10. So this is a movie about side hustles, right? Like, yes. you gotta weld during the day to pursue your dreams. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play a game called Side Hustles. And since both of you are comedians,
yes,
mostly by night, what would your ideal day job be?
God.
So, Janae, what would be your ideal day job?
Oh, my gosh. An ideal day job?
Yeah, yeah. You know, move heaven and earth, whatever. Like, just whatever it is.
Ideal day job.
You can even make something up. Like, I mean, your job would be to collect money from men feeding you grapes. That would be great.
Ideally, I wake up to some coffee already brewing, and this is all on the clock.
The clock starts when you open your eyes.
Which excites me, and I'm like, I wake up early now.
Yeah, you know? You're like, I got to get up and make some money.
You know, as soon as I open my eyes, come on, don't lay here. There's money. Open those eyes. Blink. And it just keeps rolling. The coffee's brewing. It's a beautiful place. And I just sit around and I write and I smoke weed. So it's like my real life, but actually would get paid for it or something like that.
You know,
just wake up, laugh with my friends, eat lunch, smoke weed, drink coffee. Right.
Yeah, that's what
but
we do.
Money?
But then we get money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Christy, what do you think?
I mean... I don't want to be this guy, but my current other only day job is teaching stand up to people.
Living
and I really love it. So I feel like I'm doing it. I mean, other than what Janae described, which is what I do all the other time to make. And I wish that paid more in the moment. But usually it does. Like that sort of like writing and hanging out does get you more jokes and mm-hmm. gets you more.
It can turn into money.
It does turn into money. It's just not like right when you open your eyes in the morning. So that's the part I would change too personally. But I'm doing a job that I like love right now. It's been awesome. So it's so much better than every day job I've had in this. Ever
That's
so long.
Great.
Other than when I used to work at Hollywood Video when I was 17, that was probably the other best job I ever did.
Not Hollywood Video, but a different video store.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best. It was the best job I had other than this one that I currently have. So
at Voodoo Playhouse?
Yes, I teach at Voodoo Comedy Playhouse.
We'll talk about how to sign up for those classes at
yeah.
the end of the
segment. Yeah, we'll get a plug segment. I would imagine. I mean, that would be the best thing, would just be able to be paid for being creative.
Yeah.
I mean, I write myself. I'm not necessarily a joke writer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm occasionally funny, but I think it's mostly by accident. But yeah, I write.
Then you write it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They laugh. You write it down.
Yeah.
I wrote that. That's mine.
That's the hardest part about our day job right now. So you'd be like, that my joke or is that your?
Yeah. Can I have that?
Yeah, you have to ask each other.
Oh,
which
yeah.
one? Who?
Oh, for
who
sure.
Thought of that.
So much. I mean, so much of any humor I have is reacting to other people and stuff. And so mm-hmm. then it's kind of like, well, you know, who owns my reaction
yeah.
on this? Since,
but when
said
everyone's a comic,
up.
You really have to be careful because they'll take it to the mic tonight. And you're
oh
like,
yeah.
Oh dang, I thought that was mine.
Yeah, it's like you've never been black. How are you doing that joke?
Yeah,
that was mine.
Is Dane cooking someone a verb? Is that a thing? Isn't that a thing that he was stealing people's jokes?
Oh my
no,
god!
They,
did somebody
would,
a verb.
People said he would take like their no. People said I never heard he was stealing jokes. I heard that he was stealing essence. the approach and his stuff. There's other people that straight up steal jokes that I wouldn't say Dane Cook was like the most known for it.
What's that movie where there's like something that sucks your soul out through your mouth? I think of that
Deathly
as
Hollows. Like, Hollows?
Yeah, like Harry Potter.
Potter. Yeah. The Deathly Hollows.
I think of that as stealing
one of
essence.
The most popular book series and movie series of all time.
Yep. I think you're talking
too
about
old.
Something
I'm too
else.
Old for Harry
but,
Potter. I don't know. Now I'm going to picture Dane Cook.
I
want to
say, I can't remember who said he did that. I want to say it was like Joe Coy or something like that. But yeah. Anyways.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel like there was a time when maybe even Louis C.K. was saying that his shit got ripped off, but then he was ripping it. Anyway, whatever.
He's got
there's
out.
A lot of lots of
I just
lots
like
of
to
issues.
Pretend everything's parallel thinking and we're all innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of to an extent. It's kind of like it's music, right? Yeah. Where it's like you can't come up with a completely original song anymore. Like all the progressions are out there. It's more just like what flavor do you add?
Yeah. When you relate that to comedy, that's really hurtful.
It is
all
really
the progressions
scary.
Are out there.
Yeah. Ugh. It is true. Damn. All the premises have been done.
Damn. Yep.
Yep.
But that's why it's so important that you guys are awesome, because you add the flavor necessary to make.
That's true.
Nope. I think I'm gonna quit.
Okay, well we're just gonna end the podcast here. Sorry, Janae, for ruining your career.
Yes, this is what this podcast is about. Is this
it's the opposite of Flash quit. Dance. A talented person doesn't live their dream.
Oh shit.
Ooh, that's a sad one.
I would like to point out this was gonna be a question.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to her at the end of Flash Dance.
Yeah.
She just auditioned. Does she make it? Does she not make it?
I think we assume she made it. I think that's what they're wanting you to assume and believe.
But she could also just be happy because she did it. She's like, I did it. I auditioned. Yeah. And then like a week later, they're like, we're sorry. We've decided to go with someone else.
Yeah, that's good. They're like, actually, you just have it's just a callback. There's like 15 other people.
Yeah, she's sorry. Like, Tina Tech got the spot.
I mean, but at the same time, really she's still running out the door to this rich guy and doesn't have to weld anymore, probably.
That's
so
true.
Like,
that's
it
true.
Feels like
a
win.
Is there a wedding or something? Or a marriage?
No,
or a picture
she just,
or something?
She just jumps into his arms and it's still frame? Yeah, still frame, and he has those flowers
frame.
And the dog has like a bow on its
exactly,
neck.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, she's like, I auditioned and now I'm happy.
Yeah,
and that's,
that was
supposed
her
to
goal.
Be the happy
she
ending.
Just wanted an audition.
Yep.
I kind of wish life just had those freeze frame moments in it. Honestly, if that's how I had to go, was just like ending on a freeze frame where I was very happy and then I just ceased to exist, I think that would be fine. I think I'd prefer
cool
that
to
any of the other options.
Oh my God. I was just telling somebody that my dream my whole life was to go to a performing arts college. That's all I wanted. And then I did it. And then it was like, freeze frame. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Yeah. They're like, nope.
We did it.
Job at the bank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now what?
She works at the bank. Yeah.
Did you work at a bank?
Yes.
Which one did you work at?
I worked at a credit union.
Okay.
Connect to Federal. Used to be Hughes Aircraft in California.
I worked for Wells Fargo for 4 months, and it was the worst thing I ever decided to do in my entire life.
I was there too.
Y'all should have done video stores. That was the way to go.
I know.
Yeah,
video
you guys are really
very jealous. Very jealous.
It was cool. It was awesome.
Didn't
I feel
know
like
I was
I've seen every movie. I feel like I've seen every movie made before 2005, even though I haven't, because I've heard everybody's opinion on every movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I know what the cover of every movie looks
like. I'm really good if you're like, oh, what's that movie where the guy's standing by the red car? I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yep,
the one
that if you're describing the cover of the movie, I'm like, yeah, I got it.
That's
a game plan. Yeah, that is a good game.
Hey, that's going to have to be the next time you're on.
Yeah, okay.
We can do a whole round about just IDing movie covers by my description and see how you and Shannon do
really
because
fun.
That would be fucking hilarious.
I don't think people could do that anymore with Netflix and Hulu and
because
they change them all the time on those services.
It would have to be it'd have to be
people.
This
is an old people game.
2005.
It would have to be get off my lawn and identify this
video.
CBS
is looking for content right now. It's an old people game.
We're not old. We're stewards of tomorrow.
Great
job on side hustles. You guys, you both get 4 points each.
Ooh.
On that.
Thank you so much.
And it's Christy's turn again. Yep. So you've got the options on the board. 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8.
I will go with number 2. Please.
Number 2. Hey, that's one of mine as well. We're going to play Beals or No Beals.
Oh, okay.
So there are 4 topics here. We're going to alternate between the two of you. And I'm going to name a program or film, and you're going to tell me whether Jennifer Beals was in it or not.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Come on. Jennifer Beals is like, I'm listening.
Yeah. I assume Jennifer Beals is, she has a Google alert,
like,
and she
it?
Is on
yeah.
this.
Somebody tell me, please.
So number 1 for you, Christy, is The L Word. Was Jennifer Beals in that?
Yes.
That is correct. Yes, Jennifer Beals was in the L Word.
Damn it, that's the only one I would have known.
Yeah. Okay, Janae, yours is The Chicago Code.
Ew, is that a show?
I've never even heard of that. Is that a movie or a TV show?
I've never heard of it either, but it's a thing.
She is in a cop show where she has to wear a suit and stuff, but Chicago Code, that's a terrible name for a show.
The Chicago Code.
That can't be a real show. He's a new agent. That can't be a real show. So Jennifer Beals was not in that because that's not a real show.
I'm sorry. Jennifer Beals was in she was in the Chicago Code. According to her IMDb, she was in it.
Chicago Code? What is this show about?
It's just like, it just makes me feel like it's an ambulance, but like all of the people die.
Yeah.
They're coding. Oh. That's like all, every episode just ends with beep.
That would be cool if it was like a supernatural thing where they keep picking up somebody and it's like, yes. Oh, the Chicago Code is just they're trying to figure out how to break this loop of people dying and they're in some sort of...
That actually does sound like a better movie
I'm
than
into,
anything
okay.
Jennifer
okay.
Beals.
Here's what we're doing. We're writing the show right now. Okay. We're stopping everything.
Jennifer,
we're
gonna
write a show.
Call you.
What are you doing right now? Jennifer Beal, call me.
The series actually follows the vendetta between an honest police superintendent, Jennifer Beals,
in a suit, yes,
and a corrupt alderman named Gibbons, as she tries to prove Gibbons has ties to some criminals.
Something going on.
Seems...
Codes,
secrets. Yeah, somebody got killed. Okay. Oh man.
Okay, Christy, is Jennifer Beals in Fantasy Island, the television show? Did she ever appear on the show Fantasy Island with
I love that show.
Ricardo Montalban?
I wish she would come back.
I've never seen it. I'm gonna say no.
You're correct. She never appeared on that show.
I've never seen it.
Pretty good.
All the celebrities come through and do like a guest episode, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy Island.
Yeah, it was great.
There's
a movie now. There's a
horror movie at Blumhouse. Fantasy Island coming out where it's like, be careful what you wish for, monkey's paw.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
Yeah.
The real one was actually good stuff. It was like, I wish I could see my mom again. Yeah. And then their mom would show up.
Do better. Get back together with their wife. She's not that bad. Yeah.
There were good creepy ones, too, because the one that haunts me to probably my dying day was the one where this woman, like, wanted all of these dolls. She wanted her doll collection, and then all the dolls were alive, and it was very creepy.
Oh my god!
I don't really know that about that one.
You know, hey, be careful what you wish for. Okay, Janae, yours is the last one. Was Jennifer Beals in Vampire's Kiss?
Yeah, that sounds like her.
She was. Yeah, yeah. That is
I can see her in
Nicolas Cage film where he.
Oh, that's the one with the famous meme where he's like,
I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! And also him talking about how to alphabetize files because he gets very upset. He's like, I've never misalphabetized anything! A, B, C, D, E! And he goes,
that could be any Nicolas Cage movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that even about? What?
Jennifer what Bill. Is Vampire's
Glad
Kiss?
She's working.
He is. So Nicolas Cage plays a short story agent in New York City in the early 1990s, which as a person who's written short stories, no such job could possibly exist.
Yeah, talk about side
anyone.
Hustle.
Yeah, right? Like, I represent a lot of short story authors and their very lucrative career
very
of
lucrative.
Writing short stories for publication. He's a short story agent. He goes to a club. He gets bit by a bat.
Oh,
in the bathroom, and then he thinks that he's a vampire, and then he meets Jennifer Beals in another club, and he bites her, or thinks he bites. It's a real weird thing, because it's sort of like all mental illness.
Is he not a vampire?
Yeah, he's pretty much not a vampire.
Oh, okay,
at the end of the movie, he's like putting in party vampire teeth and like running around yelling at people that he's a vampire.
Yeah, that does sound like a Jennifer Beals.
And then at one point in the film, he does like stake himself, and that's sort of, it's crazy.
It's mental illness.
It's a movie that if you need to see a movie that is so wow, Nicolas Cage was always Nicolas Cage. This is the movie
okay,
to see for
cool.
that.
What year was that?
I think 93, maybe.
Really?
I'm not sure. Shannon, do you have
88?
Oh, it was 88. Oh, wow.
I thought that sounded like current Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It does.
Yeah.
It does sound like current Nicolas Cage.
I thought that was a new something on that. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's like in the era of Moonstruck when everybody's like, this guy's got chops. He's like, nope, I can be crazy too.
Yeah.
I don't need to have anything. I'll be nuts. Yeah. I'm a Coppola.
I watched The Color Out of Space.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Last night.
Yeah. Was it any good?
New Nicolas Cage this month because he puts out one like every month.
Lovecraftian Cage.
Based on Lovecraft, it was pretty good.
Was it pretty good? Really excited about Llama Milk.
I love
Llama Milk.
Have you guys seen Mandy?
Yes.
Mandy, I love it. It's so incredible.
I love Mandy. The bathroom scene in Mandy is one of my favorite scenes ever.
I haven't seen it. I tried to get my family to watch it because my mom loves Nicolas Cage, but everybody was like, nah.
It's pretty good. It made me feel like I was on drugs and I wasn't on drugs.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic because you have all those fun, like it's like the wax paper like candle cover sort of filter scenes where just everything's, and the scene where the wife and the cult leader like doing drugs together and they keep morphing the faces back and forth. It's phenomenal. It's really really cool.
I think that I think it's great. It's like peak Nick Cage for sure.
Definitely.
But what of Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel.
He is in a movie with Jessica Biel. Biel, though that's also terribly amazing, where he's like a time traveler and I have to look it up now. This has nothing to do with Flashdance, but
Jessica Biel. I'm going to look her up, please.
They kept her chained up so she couldn't move.
Is that a character?
And the meat's
Jack
real
Horseman?
Nice. Jessica Biel.
She's very pretty, but she's so plain. I can't remember what she's in.
Oh, no. She was in
Seventh Heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was even thinking of the other one. Who was I thinking of?
Jessica Alba?
Yes, that's who I was thinking of. Also plain and kind of not...
I think she actually kind of looks like Jennifer
Peele. And she was in a movie with Dane Cook, so that's what I was thinking.
Oh,
of
yes.
Nice. Yeah. Yes, we're going circle. Okay, so I think Janae gets 1 point and Christy gets 2 points.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I got
on Beals or no Beals. And now it is Janae's turn again. 4, 6, 7, or 8?
7.
Number 7. That's Shannon's question.
Oh, I'm too busy looking up Nicolas Cage movies.
Talk about it then. Let's, you know, keep... No dead air.
No. Number 7. Do you have a vague idea about what flash dancing is?
Vaguely.
The term flash space dance predates the movie.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Okay.
What's it about? What
flash
does it mean?
Space, is it not flashing and wiggling? Flash dance, baby.
I mean, there's some wiggling because it's dancing.
Flash dance.
It's an old term. I'll give you this. It's an old term from the 20s.
Oh. I think they would just flash their butts and stuff, right? No? It's got to be that or else they're dumb. Come on. There's nothing you're going to tell me right now that it's more on the head, nailing it, than flashing like your boob or flashing a bum without actually taking your clothes off.
Electricity was new in the 20s, so maybe it's got something to do with electricity. Uh-huh. I have no idea. I'm just throwing nonsense around.
Oh, well, that kills my theory.
Don't listen to him. It doesn't. He doesn't know.
Don't listen to me.
He didn't know.
No, I don't know.
He didn't look this up ahead of time.
I did not.
I feel like it's a flash dancing is a lot of dancing with your hands where you're like, wow, you're just doing a lot of pow stuff. You're being just flashy. Yeah, you're just being flashy, you know? You're just being like, you keep saying the word, but it's not helping. My initial idea, even though you said it just doesn't have anything to do with electricity, was that it was like there's a strobe light type of thing, and then like you only see like the you don't see between the movements, and then the flash, like everybody's in a different position, like position as the lights kind of like strobe almost.
That would, because that
kind of matches
sense.
Something she did in the
kabuki
club
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything to cover up her lack of dancing ability.
Yeah, exactly. Like so let's hide artsy. Half of it in the dark.
They really got artistic in this terrible movie, though. They're just like some ideas that it's like somebody got fired halfway and they kept some of their ideas. But not all.
They were like,
of them.
We can't afford to reshoot that. Let's just keep going.
Yes. Like, whoever. Okay, tell us what Flashdance is.
So, Flashdance, it's a form of tap dancing from the 20s where they combine dancing and acrobatics. So, if you've ever seen, like, a team, and it's usually done in teams. So, if you've ever seen a team where, like, one person, they're both tap dancing, and then one person, like, does the splits, and the other person, like, jumps over them. But like in a kind
Nicholas
of 20s
Brothers,
way.
Yeah.
Nicholas Brothers is listed as
it's
the exact
like Fred Astaire
as the
and Ginger Rogers.
Flash dance crew. Prominent Flash Dance crews include the Nicholas Brothers, the Four Step Brothers, and the Barry Brothers.
Only brothers.
Yeah, a lot of can't move relatives doing this.
Nah.
It was also known as jazz dance.
Jazz dance.
But yeah, so it was basically tap dancing with a lot of jumping around and jumping over people.
Ah, cool.
Mm. That's the original Flash Dance. Since neither one of you got that one, you get 10 points each. Because awesome. That's my fault. Yeah. For picking one that was too obscure.
No, I feel like I learned something.
Yeah, I think
I feel
my
good about
idea
that.
Of what flash dancing is sounds way better than what their idea yeah. of flash dancing is.
I think yours has become the new definition.
I mean, but nobody's like, what they did in the movie Flashdance is they didn't show their whole bodies. It was just a little this, a little that.
Yeah.
These kids these days, fully nude and whatnot. Let's get back to flash dancing.
Yeah. Just a little, just a little side boob.
A little bit of side boob. Yeah. Flash dance all day.
A lot
she
of
flash
side
dance
boob.
Her butt crack all the time.
Yeah. That's more of a fit issue, but. But you're welcome, everyone else.
She's flash dancing, everybody.
Back to Christy, man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Christy, sorry. we got 1, 4, 6, and 8.
I will take number 6, please.
Number 6. Okay. From the makers of Pomme ou Pomme de Terre, it's time for La Chose Francaise Arbitraire. That's the arbitrary French thing, and the only thing that's French about it is the name. So, did you know, and both of you get a chance at this, did you know that David Cronenberg was originally offered to direct this film?
Cool, for him.
He directed The Fly and several other very like body horror-based movies of the 80s. Okay. So what kind of movie would Flashdance have been with, you know, kind of a special effects-laden people mutating into other people sort of situation?
Yeah. Well, I think they would have just openly let her. She would have just actually morphed into the male stunt doubles that were dancing, and then she would have morphed back to female,
right.
just so that, like, you know, she could have the strength she needed and the skill she needed when she needed it. I feel like it would have been like that, you know, and we wouldn't have had to like do the camera tricks of hiding that this is clearly a dude or someone else or paint their face. It's just like, no, this is a dude now. The music is very powerful and it changes your gender and your dancing abilities.
Literally like a Jekyll and Hyde thing, becoming an actual maniac.
I would like that. Let's just embrace it.
As soon as that 80s beat starts, it's like the magic happens. Mm-hmm. And she's just like,
and how much does that change what Mobbies is, too?
I know. Wow. That's true. Anyways, that's what I think it would be like.
I think that's exceptional. Yeah. Janae, what do you think? What kind of movie is this? Mm. If the director of The Fly with Jeff Goldblum is like, hey, Jennifer Beals, you're going to do some dancing.
I mean, I was a huge fan of The Fly, so I'm going to say there'd be a lot more Gina Davis in this damn film.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Which would make for a better film.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It just would.
Yeah. Add as much Gina Davis as you want to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including Olympic archery, because that's what she does.
Speaking of dancing, have you seen the new episode or the new season of, it's not really new anymore, but the most recent season of Glow? And she plays.
Oh, yeah, because she's like the club owner, right?
Yeah. She plays a showgirl, like a retired showgirl. Oh, my God. If you love Gina Davis, you got to go get on that.
I have to go back and watch. Yeah, I finished season one, but not. I didn't get into season two. I just worked with one of the actors from there, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back into it. Yeah. That sounds great. Now, yeah. Gina Davis? Yeah.
Yes.
What else is
good.
She in? I'll watch it.
I love it.
Earth Girls are Easy.
Yeah. Is that a live stage musical yet, or can we write that?
I don't think it is.
I think it's time. I think it's time to write it.
I feel like seeing it.
I mean, it was kind of a musical.
Should be live.
Julie Brown did a lot of music in it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that live.
What else is she in? Somebody name
I mean,
another
A League
Gina.
Of Their Own.
Oh, there we go.
Because, we just watched that last week.
Thelma &
Louise.
Yeah, yeah, Long Kiss Goodnight
Long
is
Kiss
a great
Goodnight, best
film.
One.
Great one.
Thelma & Louise.
She's in like a pirate one.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah, because it was a boondoggle, because it's her and Matthew Modine.
Treasure. Yeah.
She was on Grey's Anatomy for a little while.
She was. 13 episodes.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
She was also
She's
on an
incredible.
Episode of Doc McStuffins.
Nice.
I think she just got a Lifetime Achievement
Stuart Little?
Award.
Oh, yeah, that's
Oscars
right. She's the mom.
There was a Gina Davis show.
What?
Is it on a streaming service? Can we watch it right
we
now?
Say A League of Their
But
Own?
She didn't play herself. It was called the Gina Davis Show, but she played a Manhattan party planner named Teddy Cochran.
Oh, all right.
That sounds like a recipe for success.
Yeah.
Yeah. A League of Their Own is like one of my favorite movies of all time. I mean,
it's great.
A League of Their Own and Dirty Dancing, probably the top two.
Mm-hmm. League of Their Own and Long Kiss Goodnight. It was just like, oh my God. It was like, oh, maybe being a chick is cool. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Gina Davis is pretty cool.
Yeah, she was so cool.
I saw that movie in the theater, and I was blown away. Yeah. I can't remember. When did that come out? Like 94 or 95,
that
maybe?
That came out in 95.
Okay, yeah.
Because when I was in college, a guy brought me a Planet Hollywood menu that had a picture of Gina Davis from Long Kiss Goodnight on it, and he was like, I was eating at Planet Hollywood, and I thought this was you.
Oh.
And I was like,
yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I like that. That's
but
good.
Then he like ran away, and I never like talked to him again.
Oh my God!
That sounds like my.
So that's all he had. He was just like, I thought this was you, and I'm content to continue thinking this is you. Bye bye forever.
It's like I'm standing here naked now. Where are you going?
Cutthroat Island is the name of the pirate
Island,
movie. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That was just like it. Well, it has a 38% of Rotten Tomatoes, which is kind of crazy. But it was a whole like horrible disaster, apparently. Because yeah. Anywho,
David Cronenberg, if you want to score.
Yeah,
on that.
Yeah, yeah. So great.
we've gone a little.
I like the idea. Look, Gina Davis is in it. That's great. I'm gonna give Christy 4 points, and I'm going to give Janae 5 points, because you're gonna get a Gina Davis bump. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, you deserved it.
Okay, so it's Janae's turn again, and we have 4 and 8. One, 4 and 8. Sorry.
All right, how about 4?
Number 4. Okay, it's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Is this the proposal?
It is. Yeah. We've only just met, and I orchestrated a 79 episode podcast just to make this proposal in the most awkward way possible.
I have to say, yes.
He plays the long game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. I love it. I love it. I love an elaborate.
The long, weird game.
An elaborate proposal that I have to say yes to now, though. Because, right? He put so much time into it.
Oh, say yes and just break up with him later.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, you got to do it the way that every woman who ever gets proposed to on national television does, which is, yeah, look, that was the shittiest way to do this.
Oh my gosh, there's a show on Netflix right now called Love is Blind. I know this is such an aside, but oh my.
You're watching this, aren't you?
If you're wanting to watch
it's
people
so awkward on
get,
the previews, though.
Yeah,
it's so awkward.
If you want to watch people get proposed to and then be like, just kidding, later, that is the show for you.
God, I love terrible reality
It's
shows.
So good.
It's so terrible and good.
It is awkward, though. Whew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean, commodifying romantic interests is awkward, so
it is really awkward, yes.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. So you both get a shot at this, but Janae, you get to start. So for Fuck, Marry, Kill, you have an option between 3 types of welding joints. So you got to decide which one you're going to fuck, which one you're going to marry, and which one you're going to kill.
What's happening right now?
Your options are a butt joint.
I vaguely understand that.
A lap joint. And an edge joint.
What's
so which one? Which
right
one do you
now
want to marry?
What? These are what's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're getting weird. So yeah, these are they're all welded joints.
Do you have a description about what the difference is between the joints?
Well, I probably can come up with one. A butt joint would be 2 pieces of metal coming straight together, end to end. You would have a lap joint would be them overlapping each other.
Oh.
And an edge joint would be connecting at an angle.
Oh,
so
God.
Which joint are you going to fuck? Which are you going to marry? And which one are you going to kill?
Jesus. Okay. Is there wrong answer here?
There are no wrong answers. You are invited to just it's a cornucopia of joy. Have fun.
Okay, I'm gonna say, well, maybe you marry the butt joint just because you gave that description of like butting up against each other, so maybe we lean on each other for a little help here. Aww.
Yeah, okay, that's very sweet. I like that. I like you went there. That's great.
And what's the other joints? The
so you got you
lap,
have a you have a
wedge
you have an a lap joint.
It's the overlapping.
Yep. And you have a edge joint.
Which is the 90 degree angle?
I believe edge. So, yeah.
We've all fucked a few edge joints. You're a lady.
Christy is nodding in a very...
Yeah, this is true. Like, I don't know what we're talking about anymore, but I feel like I agree 100%.
Edge joint. We've bumped up against some edge joints before.
Yeah.
So I guess you got a fucking edge joint, and then the lap you can kill because you're smothering me.
Ooh. Oh. All right. Okay. Great. Yeah, very good. All right, Christy.
This is crazy.
You got the same options.
I feel like I have to say it just so these words come out. I will fuck the butt joint.
Okay. Okay.
I will kill the edge joint.
Okay.
It seems like you could, you know, it could be sharp. There could be some sharp things. I don't. And the lap joint just sounds so romantic. Let's marry it. Let's just. Oh my gosh! Can I curl up on
you're
your lap?
You're just gonna can Netflix just, and chill yeah. in the totally non-requiring doing anything way. Where it's yes. just like we're just literally gonna Netflix and.
Yeah,
and just
it
relax.
Sounds like two pieces of metal spooning, and that's just adorable.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. That's great. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm going to give you each 3 points because you were both absolutely correct in every possible way.
Yes.
I didn't know what just happened.
Hey, that's most of my goal with my questions is to not know what's happening. Christy, we're back to you.
Oh, yes. I will take number 8, please.
Number 8. Okay. Here you go. This is my my weird pull. Do you have...
Huh? I'm sorry. I didn't write down what the score was.
Oh, three points each.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it's important.
Yeah, it's essential to the integrity of the game.
Gina
this.
Davis is listening, yeah. guys.
I mean, it's
Jennifer hey. Beals definitely is.
Yeah. So. She got a Google alert. She's listening.
She's keeping score.
So, Christy, do you have a vague idea about Glaucus of Chios? Glaucus of Chios. I can spell everything if you want me to.
No, that will not help. Glaucus.
We're still talking about Flashdance, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm sorry, Glaucus? I was on the Flashdance show.
Will you say yeah?
I think they switched.
Yeah.
You're doing Cutthroat
Island.
Will
you say it again?
Glaucus of Chios.
Okay, can you spell Glaucus for me?
That is Glaucus, and then of, and then Chios, Chios.
Yes. It's a Russian ballerina ballerino. What's the guy ballerina? Is it ballerino?
I hope so. Diva. I really hope so. Now
I feel like she was like really like looking at old ballet stuff. And remember the old lady with the shoes that died. I feel like we had some really funny jokes around that lady dying. Anyways, yeah, it's like Russia old. It was her muse. It was like what shoes she looked up to, and
okay.
You know, she got all of her dance training on the rabbit ears on her TV apartment. So it's probably the show she was the ballet dancers that she was watching. The company, you got it. There you go.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's.
I like how she's like this old 80s TV with rabbit ears, and she's just flipping through and ballet is on. Like, yeah. How often does that happen? She's
yeah, they're like
news,
seven
news,
total
news,
channels.
Ballet.
Yeah. Well, you know, it must be PBS.
PBS.
And shout out to PBS.
Yes,
right. Let's
thank
not
you.
Let any presidents cut. Funding.
Oh
to
my God!
A lot of girls in of Pittsburgh stuff. Got a call back because of you guys. Good right. job.
Yeah.
Viewers
PBS.
Like you. Thank you, PBS.
great job. That's not right
great.
At all.
Cool.
Janae, Glaucus of Chios.
Glaucus of Chios. I think it's pronounced glucose of Chios. Glaucus of Chios. It's the name of the. Oh, they did go see a live show though, didn't they? They saw a live show.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Flashdance.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went with the old lady.
Oh.
And she
yeah.
saw the guy there with another woman.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then she biked to her house and threw a rock through his window.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, that's right. She was very close to a restraining order that whole time.
Oh yeah, she was tripping.
Yeah, she but then tripping. She ate that lobster and he was like back in it.
It was like she fucks.
Yeah. Which again is the point of the movie.
I was like Glaucus of Chios. What language is this?
Glaucus of Chios.
Okay, yeah. Maybe it was the name of the building that she went to go dance in. She went to some fancy place. They probably had some name chiseled up there.
Mm-hmm.
Name of the proprietor of the school she auditioned for.
Okay.
Is it like related to glaucoma or something? Like eyes or something?
No, I mean, it's old lady died. It definitely relates to an aspect of Flashdance. I'm being overly clever, but yes.
It's got to be butt related.
It's got to be butt related. Glaucus of Chios was a Greek sculptor in metal, distinguished as the inventor of the art of soldering metals and welding.
Ah, thank you, Glaucus.
Oh, right?
Glaucus of Chios.
I knew that one. I knew that one. I just, I didn't want to like show off.
No, yeah, nobody wants to be peacocking to be like, too much about, you know, like, oh yeah, I know everything.
I do read.
Mostly audiobooks, so I don't know if that's reading, but listen to words.
Yeah, yeah, it totally counts.
At least you both guessed ballets. I guessed it was a butt thing.
Well, it was, because he definitely butted metals together and welded them, so I don't know.
He did a lot of butt joints.
Yeah, lots of butt joints. Yeah, you guys get 5 points each, because I'm an absurd moron for asking such an obscure thing. And there's only one topic left.
Mm-hmm. You probably got like really good internet.
And it's
oh yeah.
Where are you getting all this from?
Yeah.
Deep web, dark web.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Somebody doesn't have CenturyLink.
All right, we've got one question left, and Janae, you're first. Do you have a vague idea about I'm glad?
A vague idea about I'm glad.
It's a pretty vague question. Maybe I should make it a little more specific.
You can round it out if you want to. Yeah.
Do you have a vague idea about I'm Glad by J-Lo?
Ugh, that sounds like a terror. I hope that's not a song. Ugh. I hope that's not the name of a book either.
It's an audiobook. Christy listening to it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an easy read. I'm glad. But it's an even easier listen. Did J-Lo get like an audition for it? Maybe J-Lo got an audition and that was the one line she got. No, J-Lo got to say the line in the movie and then they cut it. J-Lo got one line in Flashdance and they cut it.
I think J-Lo would have been like 10.
Yeah, she could dance back then. Remember? Yeah. Her whole family was like at a dance school.
Did she do a parody, but an homage to Flashdance in one of her videos?
Yep.
I'm glad. Is that true?
That is true.
That seems like something.
Wait, that's the name of the song?
Yep.
See, that's what I didn't get. I feel like I definitely saw that video, but I don't think.
I've never heard that song.
The name
either.
Of the song is I'm Glad?
It's a very forgettable song title,
what
for
a
sure.
Terrible name for
very
a song.
Very forgettable song title. But the
I'm
title.
Happy. Better.
The entire video. Yes.
Pharrell knows what he's doing.
Yeah, dude.
I'm glad. What the fuck is that?
He earned those Grammys.
Okay. Yeah. You were so close, J-Lo.
You were so close. So many other synonyms for glad. Yeah. God, really.
Yeah, you're hedging too much. Glad is like, you know, you're like, you're not that far from just
you're
being
like, I had a good time.
Chill.
And you're like, I'm so glad. Okay, please leave.
Yeah. I'm so glad you had a good time. We're never talking.
Yeah. Please get out of my house. Hosting is
you're
tough.
So sweet that you're glad. So it's a video that pays homage to Flashdance, and she got in huge trouble for it. And Paramount sued her. And I'm glad it happened in this order. Maureen Martyr actually sued her.
What? Wow.
Because Maureen Martyr was like, you're using images from my life.
And you didn't pay for
and
it.
You didn't pay for it.
Oh, shit.
Eventually, Paramount and J-Lo had to pay Sony. And J-Lo and Sony had to pay Paramount, but they never had to pay Maureen Martyr.
Of course not.
Of course not.
But yeah, if you watch the video, it's pretty much all clips from Flashdance.
It has the chair splash situation.
Why would they think that they could do that and not pay for it?
It's not all... the thing is that it's not all J-Lo. Like, it's J-Lo mixed with actual clips from the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you think you could do that?
Yeah, that's a problem.
But it's probably clips from the movie that aren't Jennifer Beals. So they were like, well, you're not going to admit that's not Jennifer Beals.
Are all
so
the
we're
clips
not going
like,
to admit that's not
J-Lo. Yeah.
Are all the clips shorter than 15 seconds? Yeah. And she thinks that she's commenting on them by doing a song. So she's supposed to be under the Fair Use Act or something?
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Probably.
Yeah.
I could have told them that. The reason we can't even do the show we do anymore, because that is the reason we watch Flashdance so much, is because Paramount revoked our they're okay for us to like do it anymore and make fun of their shitty movies. So Paramount is just such a killjoy.
Like, what is Paramount even doing anymore anyway?
Yeah, like, why
aren't they like underwater? Come on,
that's probably the problem. Yeah. They're like, we need that J-Lo money. Yeah. Like, but yeah, she should have known that she couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. What, she, what if she just hit up Jennifer Beals and she's like, is it cool? And Jennifer's like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, she was like hey, so enough. I would have been in the movie, but I was 10.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I'd do the movie now. Is that cool?
She's like, yeah. I had that line. It got cut. Yeah. What do you think about?
Just make a song out of it.
Yeah. It's like, you've looked exactly the same since you were 10. Mm-hmm. And I will look this way forever. For yes. I am J-Lo.
That's true.
Christy gets 2. Janae gets 1.
All right.
And that puts it at our final score.
Shannon, what do we got? What? Who won?
Well,
what's going on? Should we bet about who won based on having observed the game?
Well, I'm looking at that.
That actually
scores,
doesn't make a lot of sense.
So
yeah,
wanna,
never
do you
mind.
Say
if
what you
I
think?
Don't win, I
no,
am
I don't think.
Going
I don't think
to
I'm
accuse
to.
You of cheating. So
we need to. The entire process has been screwed up. We got a new app, you know, and we can't count anything. So,
well, we're in trouble then because Christy won.
What?
Yes.
35-34. Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
That game is so tight, it could be a butt joint.
Ah, nice.
No? That didn't really work. I get it.
I mean, it did.
Fine.
It did, yeah. But I don't want to admit it.
No, I know. I feel ashamed already.
I that just applaud you
close.
Trying.
That was super
well, thank
close.
You.
Yeah, I always try, like all attempts at callbacks. So, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm
trying
glad.
To, I'm trying to see what knocked you over the edge. Oh.
Why do we fall down, Mr. Wade?
You did a great job in Beals or no Beals.
Thank you.
That's
so
basically
much.
What knocked you over the edge.
Yeah.
And then you also got to go first on Mobbies. So
that was helpful.
That was just the luck of the draw.
Mobbies.
Mobbies.
Anyways, check it out.
M-O-U?
M-A-W-B-Y-S.
Mall.
Where it's like a maw, like an abyss. Like a great evil mouth in space. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Christy, take a victory lap and plug whatever you want to plug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me see. Take a lap.
I'll be back in 35 years.
Show it off now, I guess.
You have to go around the block. Let us watch. Guys, hello. The number one thing I could plug, I suppose. When is this coming out?
In a couple of weeks from now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, great. You can always check out my monthly show at New Image in Arvada.
You have a monthly show?
Yeah, it's a monthly show. Yeah. And
can you say that with a little higher pitch?
I've booked you on it.
I think you want to be booked.
A long time ago. It's a monthly, though.
I know,
it's hard. I only have 3 comics on a month. And then,
okay.
Anyways, and then great also, show. If you would like to be funny, like we were so funny today, you can take my class at Voodoo Comedy. I teach stand up there.
Everything I know, I learned from Christy.
That's not true.
Yeah, I like to think that I've already learned so much from you that I'm definitely a lot funnier than I was before, right?
Good, I hope so.
Does everybody feel the same way? No?
Be less.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do is make everyone else funnier. Some just to make my job really hard. I like the challenge. Anyways, those are my things. Right. Check out my monthly show. I also believe that I will be hosting a comedy festival in Arvada in June.
Nice.
Called the Old Town Festival. And
nice.
Check it out.
Yes.
Right on. Thank you again for coming back.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll have you back again soon.
Would love to.
You know, whether it's to fight Shannon or
she
we can get Janae, if we can get Janae back, I don't know. Janae maybe didn't have fun. I don't know. We don't
have
know yet.
Have fun until y'all cheat it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Sounds like a re-challenge is necessary.
Yeah. It might be time. So, Janae, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, I didn't really say it a lot at the top of the show, but I've seen you at Comedy Works a few times, and I've always you've emceed a couple of shows I've been to. Most recently, I saw Rhea Butcher, and you were the commander in chief of the program for the evening.
Same,
and it's good stuff. You're really funny. So, thank you for being on the show. And do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Man, when she was talking, I was like, you should be thinking of something to plug right now. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You do. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this Moscow Comedy Festival. That's in April.
In Moscow?
Moscow, Idaho.
Okay.
There's a Moscow, Idaho?
I think it's like near...
It's the most famous one, Shannon. I don't know why you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, is there another one?
There's a It's a, my stepmom went to college there. Ugh. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I brought her up.
I'm sorry. I made you bring her up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry. What a terrible
latent
place.
Beef.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Moscow, Idaho.
Moscow. I'm going to, I got a bunch of stuff on my calendar, but I can't, well, I'm going to LA for a couple days to visit. And, so I'm going to be doing mermaid, the mermaid hour at, the Improv Lab. And I'm going to be doing Rachel Weeks' show. It's got a weird name, LGS Comedy Number 6. It's done at a comic book store.
Oh, great. Oh. Okay.
So nice. That'll be in LA, but you can go to my website, JeneeBurris.com.
Yeah. Awesome.
And sometimes I update my calendar.
We'll be.
Do you want to spell that?
J A N A E B U R R I S.
Cool. Yeah. Dot com.
We'll be at the Presidential Comedy Festival April 18th in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And I will also be in LA from April 7th to the 11th doing the stand up showdown at West Side Theater.
Right on. Yeah, mark your calendars, guys. Mark your calendars. Get out there. Flights aren't that expensive, and especially because you might get coronavirus if you go somewhere.
So you have a bunch of listeners in LA, right?
Oh, yeah. We have to. I definitely see people download stuff. I'm wearing my Brooklyn Dodgers hat today, so that counts for something.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have at least two friends there.
Yeah, that's how I felt like World Series 2017. World Series 2017 when the Houston Astros...
cheated
the Dodgers.
Oh yeah,
the World Series, like they were this close. Game 7 couldn't get any closer. 34-35.
Oh yeah, nice cheat. No, and I mean it is really interesting that throughout the entire game tonight, Shannon has been banging on a trash can every time Christy has a question. I didn't condone it at all, but I think everybody will hear it
code,
in the after.
Which I'm very versed in.
Signal reading.
Yeah,
Houston Astros. You guys are the Houston Astros of this show.
Video Ouch, employees got to stick together.
So
yeah.
It's a crew.
Shannon, what would you like to plug this week?
The only thing I can think of is this gorgeous location we're in, stenodenver.com.
It's a great space.
It's a co-working space, and it's a podcasting space.
Yeah.
Stenodenver.com.
No one's ever been murdered in this basement, to our knowledge.
Mm-mm, not yet. By your hands.
Yet. No, not yet. So thank you guys again for coming on. This has been a real pleasure. Shannon, thank you as always for being a phenomenal co-host.
Aww.
And listeners, thank you for listening. If you like this program, tell 10 people that you like it. Tell them emphatically. Shake them by the shoulders. Unless they're a baby, don't ever shake them.
Don't shake the baby.
But shake them. Tell them, listen to this show. This show's fun. You can go on iTunes or whatever service. Subscribe. Rate and review us if you like. That would be fun for us. It would be nice to see a 7th review pop up in the feed. That would be pretty cool. There's still some poop reviews from back in the day when we said if you reviewed this show as just poop, you could be on the show. Yeah. Great stuff. Otherwise, follow us on social media. We've got the Instagrams. We've got the...
We held true to that.
We got the Twitters.
Everybody who reviewed us as poop has been a guest on the show.
It's true. It's true. They have. And we have the A Vague Idea podcast online group thing on Facebook where you can play Pom-U-Pom-De-Terre online and all sorts of other stuff. I mean, we didn't talk about dick pics. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Thank you guys for listening.
And congratulations to Jennifer Beals on the career bump that she's providing you.
Oh, yeah.
You are so welcome.
Yeah. If
I hope you're glad.
Yeah. If Hashtag JLo. If there's any sort of residuals bump in the rentals of this film, I mean, you could kick a couple pennies our way.
Devil
that would be
a
real
dress,
suede.
She's in that.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. Yeah.
I'd love to have your career, Ms. Beale.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if we're at all honest, like, all of us would be very content to have,
quite jealous of
to have had
your
that
entire life.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And may God have mercy on your souls.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and sometimes John Perros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? Sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Grokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com.